The history of animals has the shape of a tree. A single root gives rise to a series of branchings as we follow the process forward in time. One species splits into two, and each of those species splits again if it does not die out first. If a species splits, and both sides survive and split repeatedly, the result may be the evolution of two or more clusters of species, each cluster distinct enough from the others to be picked out with a familiar name, the mammals, the birds. The big differences between animals alive now, between beetles and elephants, for example, originated in tiny, insignificant splits of this sort. You should imagine a tree that has an inverted triangular or conical shape from far away and a very irregular inside. Now, imagine sitting on a branch on top of the tree looking down. You are on the top because you're alive now, not because you're superior. And around you are all the other organisms alive now. Close to you are your living cousins, such as chimpanzees and cats. Further away, as you look horizontally across the top of the tree, you'll see animals that are more distantly related. The total tree of life also includes plants and bacteria and protozoa, among others. But let's confine ourselves to the animals.